Welcome to Intentionality with Paul Kempf, the podcast and YouTube channel where we explore the possibilities and opportunities that can be created by a more intentional life. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on YouTube. Please follow us on the podcast platforms so that we can impact more lives, reach more people through this podcast. This is episode 21, and I have a question for you today. What do you fear? What are you most afraid of? What terrifies you in life? I'll tell you what terrifies me. Spiders, snakes, and heights. Gets pretty funny in this house when sometimes my wife says there's a spider and I have to go and kill it. It usually involves things like a broom and doom and a large distance between me and the spider. Heights probably means I'll never go and climb Mount Everest. I've also recently had the privilege in our company, FFG, of spending some time on a project called our Future Leaders Project. And in this project, we've taken a number of people in the company that we see as future potential leaders through a program, through a coaching program, through a leadership program. And this culminated this week in all of these candidates doing their leadership presentations to us, like a final presentation on what they've learned around leadership during this program. And there was something universal in every single one of the presentations I saw, and that was the fear of public speaking. Now, you've probably heard this before. It's been said many times. It's probably one of the most common fears that people have, standing in front of an audience and speaking to an audience. Now, I'm better at speaking in front of audiences. I've gotten over that fear to a large extent. And one of the ways in which I've learned to get over that fear is by confronting the fear, by putting yourself in an uncomfortable position where you actually have to speak in front of people. And when you do it often enough, it does help you to get over that fear. And obviously picturing the audience naked. Yes, it actually works. That's good advice. So the next time you are asked to do some public speaking, embrace it, embrace that fear, and picture the audience naked. It really does work. Now, I think it's good advice to confront your fears, but I want to change that narrative a little bit today. I want to talk about being intentional about your fears. This is, after all, a podcast about intentionality. So what do I mean by being intentional about your fears? To me, that means understanding what it is that you fear. More importantly, why you fear that specific thing, studying it, analyzing it, analyzing the fear, and making sure that that fear isn't maybe irrational, something that you don't have to be afraid of. And I've got a great example for today's podcast. And that example is my fear of AI, artificial intelligence. Now, you might think this is a bit irrational. We'll get to that in a moment. But I have had the opportunity to work through this fear, to think about this fear a lot, to analyze this fear. And I think I've discovered where this fear originated. It originated a long, long time ago. And it's got to do with my love of movies, something I've shared with you before. Think about this. The number of movies that has been made about machines or robots or artificial intelligence taking over the world. I think that's where my fear of AI really started. Now, if you just go and think about it, there's a lot of these movies. I've been able to identify more than 30 movies that shows us machines taking over the world. And I want to stop here before we go on to the rest of the episode. And I want to try something new. Something I've seen used on YouTube before by someone called Mr. Beast. Now, I haven't looked at a lot of his videos, but I understand he's the most popular YouTuber in the world. I also understand he makes millions of dollars out of YouTube. And what he essentially does, if you've not seen one of his videos, is he just gives obscene amounts of money away. Now, hold on, don't get too excited. I'm not going to be giving obscene amounts of money away today. But I want to try something. I want to challenge you. If you can think of 30 or more movies where AI or machines or robots have taken over the world. I want you to tell about it. Tell me about it. And that would be your entry into this competition to qualify for a little bit of money. And here's how we're going to do it. I want you to click on the link in the YouTube video or on the podcast where you're listening, or send me an email to paul@iwpk.co.za. And here's what you have to do. It's really simple. You follow the process in the link, or you send me an email with the 30 names of the movies where machines take over the world. You have to follow me on one of the podcast platforms, and you have to subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you've done that, you qualify. And what's the prize? I'm going to be putting up for grabs 1,000 rand in Takealot vouchers. Now, this is not a lucky draw. It's not one person that's going to get it. It's not who's first, that the first person gets the 1,000 rand. I'm going to give this 1,000 rand Takealot voucher, all right, to everybody that enters the competition and does what I've said. Give me 30 movies, follow on the podcasts, and subscribe on YouTube. Now, I know what you're thinking. What if 1,000 people enter this competition? I don't want a 1 rand Takealot voucher. Okay, relax. If there's 1,000 people that enter this, there's a lot more subscribers and followers on the channel, which will be great for me. So what I'll do is, for every person after 100 people that qualify for this prize, I'll throw in an extra 10 rand just to make it worthwhile. So that's what we're going to try for today. And by the way, there's one other rule. You have to enter within 1 week from the release date of this episode. So that's just before episode 22 gets released. Let's see how this goes. Just while we're on the topic, movies where AI, machines, robots take over the world. Some of my favorites, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Blade Runner, The Terminator, and of course, my all-time favorite, The Matrix movies. Some of these great movies, if you haven't checked it out, go and look at how artificial intelligence can potentially take over the world. Now, when I thought about this episode and the name for this episode, I decided I was going to call it Evil AI. And then I thought better, because what if the machines actually take over one day? And I've called them evil. They might just want to go for me first. So I decided to change the name a little bit and to call it Dangerous AI. So that's the name of this episode, Dangerous AI. Because that's how I feel about AI, because of all these movies that I've seen. I feel that it can be potentially dangerous. So, how have I overcome this fear of dangerous AI? As I've said in the beginning, I've done some research, I've done some reading, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and I've looked at YouTube videos. And this is also where my tip of the week comes in. My tip of the week has now become a fully fledged episode. And we'll get to the tip in a moment. It's firstly important to understand that, as a disclosure, I'm not yet an expert on AI, but I'm certainly trying to learn fast. I still don't fully understand what AI is and exactly where it is going in the future. And yes, even though I have managed to overcome the fear, I'm still a little bit concerned. Still a little bit concerned. Maybe not necessarily about machines taking over the world. I do think that's a bit irrational and at the ease movie's fault. And yes, I am a little bit concerned about AI taking over my job, taking over what I do, about AI replacing what it is that we do in FFG, what we do in our industry. But luckily, that's not a big concern, because I know something that you might not. And that is that FFG is an intentional company with intentional people striving to be more intentional every single day. You cannot just replace the culture, the emotions, the human touch. That is something that we at least have in our company that makes me less concerned about this risk of AI taking over what we do. I'm a little bit concerned about AI making people lazy, making people less creative, less skilled in the future. Because there is a future that I can see where AI just does everything for us. We don't have to do anything more. So yes, I'm a bit concerned that AI might make us lazy. And I'm also concerned about the role of AI in the workplace, especially when it comes to my kids, Tiani and Keanu. They are now 25 and 24. And I think, along with the other Generation Zs and the Generation Alphas, that is a very real concern. By the way, it's an interesting topic for another conversation or another episode on this podcast to talk about the differences between generations, because they are real. And one other interesting thing that I have found. Before researching for this podcast episode, I didn't even know there was a Generation Alpha. Generation Alpha are for those of you who were born between 2013 and 2025. I'm not sure how many Generation Alpha listeners and watchers I have, but maybe one day in the future. Now, luckily, I have come to realize that this irrational fear of mine of AI is a bit of a generational thing. It's because I'm thinking like an old man. There is actually very little to fear from AI and much more to be excited about. The potential for AI to influence our lives positively is infinitely more than the potential for AI to make us obsolete or to take over the world. And this is where my tip of the week comes in. Maybe this is a bit more for myself and my fellow Generation X's, those of us born between 1965 and 1980. I really started thinking differently about AI because of three podcasts that I listened to on one podcast platform, The Expansive. That's my tip of the week. Go and listen to these three episodes. Now, this is the second time that The Expansive has been my tip of the week, but I really want to encourage you to go and listen to these three specific episodes. They are absolutely brilliant. So the first one was released on the 24th of January, and this is where John Sinai gave a masterclass on converging technologies and the impact of AI on the world of business. And in this podcast, he broke it down into three sections. The first one, he spoke about four things that are already gone, four things that have disappeared. Now, when we say gone, when we say disappeared, it doesn't mean that it's actually gone. It actually means that AI has demonetized this industry or the sector or this thing. And a great example is music. I mean, just think about this. Music today is virtually free. Did you think 10 years ago that we would ever get to a position where music would be virtually free? That's just one example of the four things he talks about that has gone. He then moves on to talk about 10 things that are going to disappear very soon. And this is the scary part, because one of them was finance, the industry that we work in. And here again, he doesn't talk about finance disappearing, but he talks about AI either taking over a lot of the roles that are played by the finance industry or demonetizing, removing the cost of, let's say, things like financial advice. And that to me is still a concern. He finally ends off by talking about 10 things that will not disappear, things that will remain even with AI. And where I think this is incredibly relevant is in any business, in any industry, making sure that you are in a business that is sustainable despite the development of AI, the growth of AI. And also, if you're starting a career today, if you're young, you've just finished your studies or you've finished school, and you want to think about what it is that you want to do one day, go and listen to this episode. Try and identify something you can do in those 10 areas or sectors that will be less affected in the future through things like AI, technology, and innovation. The second talk on The Expansive was released on the 22nd of March, and this one was called The TikTok Ban, Boeing's Failing Leadership, and the Evolution of AI. Yes, the TikTok ban in the US is interesting. You can go and listen to it. Yes, the mistakes that Boeing's leadership is making is fascinating. But the part in this talk that I'm talking about, or this podcast, is the evolution of AI, where he talks about the move from LLM to LAM. And those of you that don't know AI speak yet, I've had to go and look it up. That means moving from large language models to large action models. And here's the interesting part of that talk that you have to go and listen to. And that's the development of the intimacy economy. And what does that mean? John talks about you and your cell phone becoming best friends. And yes, a movie has been made about that as well. The movie's called Her. Well worth a watch. And then the third episode on The Expansive was released on the 2nd of April, very recently. This one was called Innovations You Should Know About. And in this episode, John talks about the future that has arrived in March 2024. Where he talks about the 10 things that have happened Just in March 2024, it blows your mind when it comes to AI and technology. Really fascinating. Please go and check it out. So the central message in all three of these episodes, and the central message that I'm trying to bring across in today's podcast, is let's embrace AI. Let's see it as the incredible tool for humankind that it can be to make our lives better. John says it very eloquently. It's about moving from what AI can do for you to what AI can be with us. Finally, I feel I cannot just share with you what others are saying in other podcasts on this podcast. I need to do some of my own research, but I did decide not to use ChatGPT for this research. So here's what I came up with. 10 interesting facts about AI that I didn't know. The first one, the term artificial intelligence was first used already in 1956. I found that very surprising. Secondly, AI can already predict earthquakes, volcanoes, and other natural disasters. That is fantastic. Yes, it cannot prevent them, but it can certainly tell us when to expect them and maybe reduce the impact on our lives and the loss of lives that these natural disasters can cause. Third, AI can already restore vintage or damaged photographs. Four, AI is already helping us fight cancer. AI has a very high level of success in predicting what people will have cancer in the future, which makes early detection and early treatment possible. Five, most AI bots are female. Did you know that? Number six, AI pets will be, actual AI pets will be in households in the world by 2025. It's around the corner. Number seven, the global AI market is estimated to already be more than $200 billion by the end of this year. Number eight, AI is projected to add $15.7 trillion to the world GDP by 2030. Number nine, this is a very sad story. NVIDIA grew by 239% their value of their shares in 2023. Why is this a sad story? Because this is a company that is linked with AI. It's the most famous company linked with AI. And the sad story is I didn't invest a cent in NVIDIA yet. And then finally, number 10, the first full-length AI-created movie will probably be released within the next 12 months. Now, I will admit, I'm still not completely convinced that we will not need either Arnold Schwarzenegger or Keanu Reeves or Will Smith somewhere in the future to help us fight the war against AI. But at least that irrational fear has been reduced a lot less. And I have decided to embrace AI more intentionally, but to also be more intentional in my interactions with AI. Just a quick shout out to John Sinai and Eric Creer of The Expansive. This is now the second time that I've mentioned your podcast. And if you ever do get this message, you're more than welcome to come and join me on the couch one day in this podcast. Just one quick announcement before I end off today. I found myself speaking about the concept of Ikigai, a reason for being, in both episodes 15, where I spoke about happiness, joy, and bliss, and episode 20, the 1%. So apologies for that repeat, but in my defense, my preparation for episode 20 was severely compromised. I had a guest planned for an interview, and unfortunately on the morning of the recording, that guest cancelled, which means I didn't have a lot of time for preparation. But I do undertake in future to try and keep the preparation as high quality level as I want it to be, so that we don't have those kind of repeats again. Finally, thank you to my production team for all of their hard work behind the scenes. Thank you to FFG for their support of this podcast. I firmly believe we will grow this into something meaningful, creating lasting memories on this journey. As I've said before, if you want to get hold of me, send me an email to paul@iwpk.co.za and then congratulate yourself on making the choice of living a more intentional life, of being the architect of your own success. May the rest of your week be an amazing, intentional journey, and thank you for your support.